In the Haftarah, the first day Shavuos, we read a very famous pasuk, a very important pasuk about Avodas Hashem. The Navi Yechezkel, describing the Malachim and the Maaseh Merkava, says, "V'achayos ratzoi v'shoiv k'marei habazak." The angel known as the Chaya, Chayos HaKodesh, they run and they return. And it seems to be as quick as lightning. And the Targum explains on this pasuk, they run forward to get towards the Shechina, and then they step back. And the Mefarshim tell us that this is actually a perfect example of Avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem is trying to climb forward, to jump forward, but you can't always stay on that madrega for too long, and then you need to step back. Many, many svarim speak about this inyan of ratzoi v'shoiv in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is learned from the Chayos HaKodesh. Rabbi Yisrael Eibishes in Yaris Dvash, in Drush Dalet, he says that is why when we repeat the words of the Malachim in their Kedusha, Kadosh, 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 we lift ourselves up, we say the word Kadosh, and then we fall back down to show how this is what the Malachim are doing. This is what we try to emulate. We try to take a step forward, but we can't stay there too long, and we fall back down. And then again for the next word Kadosh, we step up again. We don't stand up and say all three Kadoshes together. 1, 2, and 3, because that's how Avodas Hashem is. A step forward, then you come back. And if someone were to observe us from on top, when we're doing it, they would notice every time we're zeichet to get a little bit closer. But this is Avodas Hashem. The Rambam describes in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, when a person is misbinding into Ava and Yiras Hashem, it causes him to step back from Hashem. But I heard from my Rebbe Rav Zvulun, but the immediate thing that follows, based on this pasuk with Soi V'Shoiv, is again, one tries to go forward. And this is what happened to Matan Torah. We kept going forward, our neshama was flying off, and we'd come back, we'd go forward, and this is how a Yid lives his life. He's going up, trying to get closer, but he gets a little bit too close, he's not in that madriga yet, so he takes a step back. But he's able to build up himself and get closer and closer to the Rabbi Yishalom. V'achayos, v'chayos HaKodesh, ratzoi, they run forward, v'shoiv, and then they take a step back. Rabbi Yisrael and Yair's Dvash and Drush Yid Aleph explains, according to this, an amazing hezber in a Gemara in Ksuvis. There's a very famous Gemara in Ksuvis. The Gemara in Ksuvis on Daf Hei asks a question: Mipnei ma etzba oisa shal adam he mishupim ki yaseidus? Why did Hashem create a person's fingertips? The human has fingertips which get slanted forward. They curve inward. They're not square at the end. And they're more like pegs. They could, like, you know, be pushed into the ground. Why were they created like that? This is the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara answers, Shim yishma davar she'ena hakin. If a person hears something which is inappropriate, lashon hara, machlaikis, nevala, bitl tayra, something which you shouldn't be hearing, yakuf has etzbay l'saycha. If someone's coming to tell him sheker or a chanifa or anything which a yid shouldn't be hearing, he should take his fingers and be able to put them in, and they fit perfectly in to the ear, that he should be able to stop himself from hearing. And even if you think you can still hear a little bit, but like the Chafetz Chaim writes, this will definitely distract people from continuing to talk. They see that you're not listening to them or trying not to listen to them. So that will stop them from talking to you. So you're able to defer evil talk by putting your fingertips in. This is a Gemara in Ksuvos Daf Hei Amud Aleph. This is a very shvera Gemara. Why did the Gemara ignore the rest of the human body, which also comes to a point and isn't square? The nose isn't a square. The toes aren't square. And why is it only focus on the fingertips? And the truth is, says Rabbi Yisson, if you look in the kosher science books, you'll discover many beautiful reasons and explanations why every part of the body is how it is, how it's perfect. Like the Chavis Lavavis and Shara Bechina describes the wonderfulness and the chachma and the chasad of every way and every factor of our organs. So why is the Gemara focusing dafka on fingertips? Says Rebbe Yisrael Tayyip Shat. Rebbe Yisrael Abishit's actually in Drush Yud Aleph, where he's discussing this, is coming to deflect those that say, I am prone to sin. There's nothing I can do about it. I was born to sin. What does Hashem want from me? I'm a chayte. Like the Gemara says in Baba Basra, Eov was saying that, Kadosh Baruch Hu, listen, you created kosher animals and non-kosher animals. The non-kosher animals will always be non-kosher. So to Hashem, you created me, and I just have an evil inclination. There's nothing I can do about it. I can't even bother fighting it. And the Gemara says, no, it's a sheker, it's not true. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you have bechira, and Torah can help you. Torah Tavlin, that's on that Gemara. So Rabbi Meir in Drush Yud Aleph is also speaking with the same idea, and saying, people say that just, you know, I'm made from Afar, from Adama, what do you want from me, Hashem? But no. A person actually, says Rabbi Meir, and this is what he's going to prove, was created to be an Oved Hashem. A person could be like a Malach. Hashem created Malachim, he created human beings with the ability to be like a Malach, but he has Bechira, and the Yitzhahara, the Satan, the Nachash, HaKadmoini, which is wrapped around his heel, is always trying to make him fall off, and we need to shake it off our foot. We need to step on his head, like it says in the beginning of Bereishis. We need to crush his head. We need to be doyres and doyrech on the Yitzhahara, but it's up to us. Hashem has made us perfect, with perfect potential. We have to go along and make the right choices. So he says, this is what this Gemara is actually coming to say. Wow. Let's see how this Gemara is telling us. Says, really, there's a question that the scientists ask. They want to know, those that study anatomy, they ask a question. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make that the eyelids protect the eyes and they close? You can close your eyes in the middle of the day, at night. When you want, you close your eyes. When you want, you open your eyes. Why did Hashem make that the mouth, you could talk, have your mouth open, you could eat, and when you want, you can close it. All of a sudden, you could close it, you could stop talking. But the ears are always open. They're always listening. It's been proven, even when a person's sleeping, if he hears noise and his body is able to continue to sleep as he's sleeping, even though he hears noises, certain noises will wake him up. It's been proven. If his name is called in certain instances, or if he hears a dangerous sound, then immediately makes the ears are always working. Why does Hashem make that the mouth and the eyes have covers which you could control, and the ears don't? So, he says, Manishtana the oizen from the rest of the body. Listen to amazing, which is amazing pshat. This is a big Yisrael Avodas Hashem, like we said. The answer is, before the Chet Adam Arishan, Kadosh Baruch Hu created man, says Yisrael, he could be like a Malach, even though he had Bechira, he could choose to be like a Malach and serve our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now Malachim, when it's time for them, like we said, to gaze upon the Shekhinah, they step closer, they look closer, they're able to see closer. They're able to move forward, and they say, okay, now we can't look, now, and they fly back. So too, a Yid is able to grow in his Avayis Hashem, and be Ratzoy V'Shoiv, and look at the Shekhinah, and then step back from the Shekhinah. Go over and have a Kesher with the Shekhinah, Akhtayisha, and then go out, and not be looking at the Shekhinah. So he's able to go closer, have an amazing aliyah during his davening, during his learning, an amazing aliyah of ruchnius during doing some chesed experience, and then step back and reflect on it and let it absorb. Like Rashi tells us in Vayikra, there's a revach between different parshas from Moshe Rabbeinu himself to be spited and to absorb and think about the experience in Torah and Avodas Hashem that he just had. So that is the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that the eyes close. Sometimes we look, and sometimes we stop looking. Also the mouth, the malachim. The Gemara says in Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel, we have different types of malachim in the Haftarah. One of the malachim is known as the chashmalim. Chashmal, says the Gemara, comes the word chash, and mal. Chash is to be silent, and mal is to talk. The mal is to talk. Because sometimes they're quiet, sometimes they're talking. Sometimes you're supposed to talk. Avodas Hashem, Torah, Tefillah, Yer Chavrusa. Sometimes you're supposed to be quiet. It's not always a time to talk. So that's why Hashem created on the mouths also, that the mouths are able to go along and close. But, says Rebbe Meir and Aibishitz, by the Malachim, and by Adam Rishon before the Chet, he was created to always be listening, always be receptive. There was nothing bad out there that he didn't have to hear. There was no Lashon Hara being said before. In Shemayim by the Malachim, no one's talking Lashon Hara, no one's talking Rechilas. No one's saying divrei machlekes, so there's no reason why the ear shouldn't be open 24/7. And a human being before the chet adam rishon also, there was no reason why his ear shouldn't be open. There was nothing inappropriate to hear. It doesn't take any strenuous work. Always be listening, be receptive to hear. But after we fell, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Now I have to do something about the ears, because now unfortunately there's all this inappropriate stuff floating around. People might hear divrei nevala, divrei machlekes, lashon hara. Woe to the ears that hear this. So what can we do about this? Listen to this. There's a famous medrash, a yalkut he brings. When Noach was born, they called him Noach, and they said, Ze yinachameinu lashon Noach, me'itzva yedeinu. He will bring us comfort from the hard work of our hands. And Chazal say in this medrash that human beings, when they were originally created until the time of Noach, did not have fingers. The hands came to a, all the hands just came to an end. There was no division of five fingers. Maybe there was a thumb. I don't know. There was, but there weren't fingers like we have them today. And it wasn't necessary to have fingers. Hashem didn't make fingers originally. But people had a hard time working the soil. So when Noach was born, they said, Noach was born. He was the first one ever to be born with five cute little fingers. And it started a new trend. Hashem made this. All of a sudden, humans started being born with fingers. And they said, look, he's going to get older. It's going to be easier to work with tools. Now, if you think about it, why didn't Hashem do that originally? Because originally, they didn't really have to work so hard on the ground. When Adam was created, everything was just growing. It was a klala that now you're going to have zeh sapecha teicha lechem. It was a need to go along and work. So now there was a need for fingers. Hashem made the fingers. Now, a little down the road, when someone named Noach was special and the door was going to become right for the last chance before the Mabel. Says Rabbi Yisrael Eibish, is there something else besides what we just see on the surface of this medrash? And that is another reason why Hashem created fingers. That was what the people looked at. But there's another reason why Hashem created the fingers and not originally created them. They weren't there from the beginning. That was because there was the Yiridus Adiris. And there was things now that people were saying which were inappropriate to hear. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the fingers at this point to go along and be able to put them in your ears to stop yourself from hearing. And that's why all the other ways to stop talking is to close your actual mouth. Close your eyes when seeing, close your actual eyes. But your fingers, closing your ears, why isn't there something in the ears itself? Because the ears were created to always be able to hear. It's only the fingers was an external tool to stop yourself from hearing because of the Yiridus Hadaris. Says Rabbi Yisrael, knew that's what I've been telling you, says Rabbi Yisrael. Hashem created man to be perfect. We messed up. We have to realize this. Yetzirah wrapped around our foot like the Nachash. We need to crush him on his head. We have to battle him. Don't just say that's who I am. Don't just give up. Don't throw in the towel. And then he explains beautifully a pasuk in Tehillim. In Tehillim Memtes, pasuk Hei and pasuk Vav, David HaMelech, speaking to the nations, Shimu Zayis Kala Amim, and he says, Atel Mashal Azni, I want to give you a mashal to listen to with my ear. Eftach Bachinor Chidasi, I want to give you a riddle, something to think about, using my kinar, my instrument called a kinar. What does he say? Lama Ira Bemeira, why am I so scared when things seem to be evil? Avoin Akeva Yisubeni, it's really nothing to be scared about. It's just a snake wrapped around my foot, which I could shake off. It's not me. I'm not inherently evil. Avoin akeva yisubeni. It's something that happened to me, something that's trying to attack me, but it's not me. I can be a good person. And he says, that's what the David HaMelech is hinting to when he says, ate lemashal ozni. He doesn't just mean listen with my ear. He means take for an example the eyes and the ear. Look at the ear, examine the ear. Why was the ear created without a self-closing system? The answer is, like we said, because the ear would have only heard perfect things. Later on, Hashem did create an external thing, fingers, to go along and deal with the ear. And what's a riot that there was no fingers originally? We're going to prove it now. Listen to this amazing proof. Eftach Bechiner Chidasi. The Yerushalmi says, Meseches Sukkah, when it's speaking about the Shira and the Beis HaMikdash, the Yerushalmi discusses different instruments, and the Yerushalmi speaks about how a kinar and a navel are the same, except that a navel has more strands, extra strands, more than the kinar. And then the Yerushalmi says, why is it called a navel? Why is it called a navel? Shemalbin kama mine zemer. It shames, like malbin chavera, it puts to shame other instruments. So it seems from this Yerushalmi that the navel is a much nicer instrument, a much more beautiful instrument than a kinar. So how come, says Uranus and Ivishes, at the beginning of the world, when Yuval, in Parshas Bereishis, Yuval, the descendant of Cain, when he, for the first time ever, was the one who invented or produced the kinar and the ugav, like it says in the Pasuk, why does he use the kinar? Why doesn't he use the navel? Navel was a much more beautiful instrument, like Yerushalmi says. Don't say that he wasn't a baki in music. He was an absolute baki in music. Why is he using a kinar of a ugav, like it says in Bereishis Perek Dalet Pasuk Chaf Aleph? The answer is, like the Gemara and Sukkah is explaining, the kinar only has a couple strings in it, like 7 or 8 strands on it. So even if somebody back then didn't have fingers, they just had a hand, they would manage to play the kinar and the ugav. That's, Yuval had no problem playing it. But to play the navel, it wasn't possible. It was only in theory. There was nobody with fingertips. To have all the strands, you cannot stick your hand and do it. It's going to make a big racket. You want to be able to play the navel, you have to have nimble fingers. And there was nobody with fingers back then. So that is why Yuval, Dafka, had to use a kinar of a ugav, and he couldn't use a navel, even though it's prettier. And that is a pshat in this pasuk. Ata lemashal azin, says David HaMelech. Again, it's al tehillim mem tes. I'm going to take as a mashal to show that I was created perfect. I have the potential to be perfect. My eisen, because my eisen can hear only wonderful things. Hashem had to add me fingers. Eftach v'chinar chidati. Let's examine the kinar. Meaning, why did Yuval use the kinar? Why didn't use a navel? The answer is, because originally there were no fingers. And this all proves that lami iru b'meira, why should I be scared? Why should I be feeling so down about myself? Avoin akivayu subeini. It's just a nachar surrounding me. But if I want, I can be someone that's kulei kodesh. I can be like chashmal, knowing when to talk to Hashem, when to learn, when to daven, and when to be quiet. Chash and mal, when to be chash, quiet, and mal, when to talk. I can be like a chayis ratzai v'shayv, knowing when to step closer to Hashem and sing the kedusha, and when to stop. And my ears, potentially, I could try to find the right environment that will always be listening to Avodas Hashem. We should be zoicha to grow in Chag HaKotzer, get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a good Yom Tov.